Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
Tape number 36, Is Conscience a Safe Guide? The conscience is a very mysterious aspect of our personalities, but it's real. It's there. Everyone recognizes it, and every normal person has it. The conscience is educable. It is pliable. You can bend it. You can twist it. You can sharpen it. And you can make it dull. And today the consciences of men are becoming dull. Read Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. Every person has a conscience of some sort. There are different kinds of consciences, to be sure, but every person has one. The Bible speaks of a good conscience, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. A defiled conscience, Titus chapter 1, verse 15. And a conscience that has been seared with a hot iron, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. What then is your conscience? Is it an organ of the body like your appendix? Can you go to the doctor and have it removed? If so, where would you make the incision? Perhaps most people would identify their conscience more closely with their mind than anything else, and yet this is not quite what conscience is. It is possible for two people to have good minds, and yet one have a dead conscience, while the other one has a good conscience. Someone has described conscience as a wee small voice inside us which either approves or disapproves what we're doing. Have you ever done something and then thought, I shouldn't have done that, I know better? Well, that was your conscience talking to you. Did you ever fail to do something and then think, I should have done that? Well, that was your conscience speaking. One time a little boy went to his daddy and said, Dad, what is my conscience? His dad thought and finally said, Son, I can't tell you exactly what your conscience is, but when the phone rings, take down the receiver and listen. Perhaps you've gotten some good guidance when you've taken down the receiver and listened to God's word as you face some decision or problem in life. Conscience is a kind of moral traffic light. It'll tell you when to stop and when to proceed with caution. When you see a green light, it says go ahead. When you see a red light, it says stop. When you see a yellow light, it says caution. Your conscience is a little like this. It's a kind of moral traffic light. Conscience will tell you to do right, but it will not tell you what right is. Right or wrong must be determined by another standard. The Word of God will educate our consciences properly. Now the Apostle Paul, even though he had once assisted in the murder of Stephen, the first Christian martyr, was able honestly to say, at a later time, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. And yet on another occasion, as he looked back on the tragic mistakes which he had made because his conscience in those early years was not properly educated to the truth, he was moved to describe himself as chief of sinners. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Conscience, then, is only a safe guide to the extent to which it is educated and directed by the Word of God, the Bible. Thank you for your call.
The message you have just heard...